In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers and sisters, on this feast day of St. Herman of Alaska. And when we reflect on the lives of the saints, we often think of them in terms of the place where they were honored, where they labored. You know, St. Patrick of Ireland, or St. Seraphim of Sarov, St. Sava of Serbia, St. Vladimir and Lightner of Russia, and many others. And by God's providence, these saints struggled in the spiritual life, and their holy bodies were laid to rest in these places, which then became places of pilgrimage and healing and sanctification of those cities and countries where they lived. And so too, God has raised up a saint for those of us in America, St. Herman of Alaska, whose relics are in the church in Kodiak, Alaska. And St. Herman mostly labored on Spruce Island, about 10 miles from Kodiak, and was originally buried there. It's important for us to know a little bit about St. Paisius Velichkovsky, who lived from 1722 to 1794. St. Paisius entered the monastic life first in Russia and later traveled to Mount Athos, where he gathered many ancient writings of the Holy Fathers and translated them into Russian. So eventually he returned to Moldova, which is near Romania, and established a rule of life there based on the writings of these Holy Fathers. And these writings were eventually published and translated into English, and they're known as the Philokalia. And there's, I think, 4 or 5 volumes now in English. But most importantly, at this time, the monastic life and the spiritual life of Orthodox Christians in general had fallen to a very low point. And through the efforts of St. Paisius, it had the effect of bringing about a monastic and a spiritual revival throughout Holy Russia. Our St. Herman of Alaska was in contact with a number of disciples of St. Paisius Velichkovsky, and he was very much one in spirit with them. And so when he came to Alaska, he brought with him a copy of this Philokalia, which he used in his missionary labors also. And in fact, St. Herman reposed originally on November the 15th, the very same day of the repose of St. Paisius Velichkovsky. So if St. Herman and St. Paisius were such important figures, well, why aren't they more famous and well-known in our country today? Well, the legacy of St. Herman as one of the foremost saints for America was not based upon worldly recognition and worldly accomplishments, but rather the spiritual stature of St. Herman is what we remember him for. In a mystical and spiritual way, St. Herman was a transmitter of the spiritual life very much in the tradition of St. Paisius Velichkovsky. And he planted the Holy Orthodox Christian faith on American soil, much as a gardener plants nourishing fruit trees and vegetables. One of the most important spiritual fruits that has been passed down to us from St. Herman is the legacy of the St. Herman Monastery, you know, dedicated in his name. And just as St. Herman labored in the spiritual life and in missionary efforts to pass on the patristic tradition, so the founders of the St. Herman Monastery, Blessed Father Seraphim Rose and others, have labored for over 40 years to live according to the traditional monastic and spiritual way of life and to provide English-speaking American Orthodox Christians and converts with a rich treasury of books and magazines about our ancient faith. And it is this living transmission that we have inherited that is so rare and distinct from most of the other expressions of the Christian faith today. And while we are extremely fortunate to have received this spiritual legacy, we also have a great responsibility to make every effort to practice our faith, as St. Herman of Alaska so admirably did. For only by making this effort and with God's help can we begin to become real Orthodox Christians and acquire the grace of the Holy Spirit. Then, and only then, can we too follow in the footsteps of St. Herman as true Orthodox missionaries. St. Herman was also a contemporary of St. Seraphim of Sarov, and St. Seraphim's missionary imperative could be summed up in one short sentence. He says, "Acquire the spirit of peace, and thousands around you will be saved." So this is how it is for us Orthodox Christians. We don't really go door to door and bang on their door, and then when someone comes to the door, we say, "Do you have a church home?" You know, we don't really stand on the street corner and pass out tracts or ask people if they've been saved. What we endeavor to do is to draw down the grace of the Holy Spirit in our own lives, and that we can be lit like a candle You know, so, and what does Jesus say? Candle is not supposed to be hidden away in a corner someplace under a basket, but should be set up on a candle stand where everyone can see. And so when that light is shining forth from us, then people will start to see it and will be drawn to that. And so as we honor the legacy and memory of our beloved St. Herman of Alaska today, let's remember what he once said. This is a conversation that he had on board a ship with the captain and the crew as they were sailing for, I guess, for America. And he asked them a question. He said, "What do you gentlemen consider the best thing in the world?" And the men, the crew and the captain began to say, "Well, you know, I would wish for a fine ship to command, or I want a beautiful wife, or I want a lot of money and make a big fortune," and all these different things. And then St. Herman said, "Well, that's all well and good, but is there anything more valuable and more precious than our Lord Jesus Christ?" And they all said, "Well, of course, that goes without saying." And then he asked them, he said, "And do you men love God as you should?" And they all had to admit that they didn't quite do that. He said, "Because when you love God, you try to please him all the time, you try to think of him all the time, you try to remember him and say prayers to him and praise him and so forth." And he said, "I, poor St. Herman, or poor, you know, Monk Herman, have been struggling to do this for 40 years, and I cannot say that I truly love God completely as I should." So then he said, "Nevertheless, for our good, for our happiness, at least let us make a promise to ourselves that from this day, from this hour, from this minute, we shall strive to love God above all and fulfill his holy will. Glory be to our God."